Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the new Masechta, new Seder, Nashim, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Beis. We begin them at Aleph, begin with the opening words of this Mishnah, of this Perek, of this Masechta. Chamesh Esi Nashim Paitres, 15 women exempt their Tzoreis, and their Tzoreis, and their Tzoreis, and their Tzoreis, and their Tzoreis, Amari, the Riz says, interesting wording. He says, really, these 15 women are really Arayis. So Tais addressing the question, he says, he's bothered, and he's saying, we couldn't say, well, these are 15 arayas, as the end of the Mishnah says. The achas mikol arayas ha'elu, one of these arayas, and so do we find later on that we give them an alf, shesh arayas chamuris me'elu, six arayas are more severe than these, which then the ones mentioned in our Mishnah. So why don't you just use the word arayas? So I'm reading the Gemara, because reading the Gemara later on, we say that this that it says, minyana, says a number of 15. What's it coming to exclude? So you say, and this, the Sefer Mishnah says, it's Aslamut, it's Tzav Saita, it's coming to exclude the Tzav Saita, it's Tzav Alnes, the Melenes, Magz Gurusha, as the Gemara mentions. Now, we have a ton of Arayas, had we mentioned the word Arayas, have a mashmur, would it sound like Glamuti Arayas, but like a Choshev Kaasi? What's the Mishnah coming to exclude the specifically Arayas that are not mentioned in the Mishnah? Saita, Alnes, Melenes, Magz Gurusha, they're not Erva. Because they're only Isurim, so therefore it's saying Nashim, because that's what we're actually coming to exclude, but Erva would not have made it sound like that that's what we're coming to exclude. Kinnik Tez Masla begins the Gemara at Seifa Oilam. That this Tzaras saying continues until no matter how many husbands there are for this Allah of Yib. Now, Taisa here also addressed the question. He says, Hochel Eshechel Mifach, he cannot ask that, wait a second, Kib in the Tanat Seifa Oilam, once you're saying the words until whatever infinity, so Tzarat Tzara saying Lamali, you already said Tzara. So why did it say the Tzarat Tzara? Can the Parak Baikoisa, the Gemara asked a similar question, Ksuvita Pegimel Mabez, that there is talking about some rights to his wife. I have no rights in your properties, in your Peiris. So if you're saying Peiris, Peiris, saying, so the Gemara there asks, Kivin the Tanat Sebelman, saying Sebelman, Peiris, Peiris, saying Lamali, what if it's saying the Peiris of the Peiris? That's obviously included in Sebelman. So why don't you ask the same thing over here in our Gemara? Says Taisus, no, it's different. The Hosam Vadi Baikoisa, there regarding when you're writing the document, you didn't have to write both, because you're writing. That it's normal for him to say something even though it was not necessary as a way of expression, but it's very fundamentally different than when you're writing something, that's a definitely a valid question. Then Tez has to take a second look and says, wait a second, but let's ask the other way. But if we're saying that this exemption from the Erva to the Tzara is also the Tzara Tzara, then why do you need a Tzara Tzara? This is the Gemara asked similarly in Temurah David Zayim Abayz regarding that of the Vlad of a Shlom is like a Shlomim and the Vlad of the Vlad until Sefer Olam. The Gemara there says, given the ton of blood, and once you said the offspring of the offspring, it's at Sefer Olam. Why does it say Sefer Olam? Well, it's obviously the offspring keeps it going. We're obviously not concerned for what the Gemara there is saying was the other Mandama. Say also, if you're anything, start saying the same thing. I'm reading there, he says no, because the Hasim over there, keeping the Shemin in the blood, and Kurvish Lamonti, saying that the offspring is sacrificed as Lam, Mimela Shemin in the Wadden Zabel. Of course, then we never should go to the Sabbath, keeping the Lishayat, the Lichayat, the Shemin, Yikal, Mehemadam, Adam. That Madam is not concerned for that, maybe you're going to make flocks out of it, and then you run into the problem, because the Chayat Shasma Blasa. Abel Hachu, Behir Sagadai, the Sagad 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 actually, here we would have thought to say that specifically the Tsar of the Tsar is more usher than the Tsar of Tsar Tsar. Why? From the Melitzra Darshin Lahu. Where do we know this halacha from exemption? From the word Litzra. Now, but Litzra Mashmatarti, that sounds like two Tzaras. A Tzara and Tzara Tzara. Because that's narration instead of saying the word Lotzer. So I would only know Tzara Tzara and not Tzara Tzara Tzara. And that says, Tzara Ravashi, and even when Ravashi Nafkali Tzara Tzara Mitzvara, even though he knows enough from the word Litzra, he knows from logic, as the Gemara brings the common pick later on the parak, and Nafi Yud Gimel Minat Aleph. So it's still, the Tana had to tell us, why? You should not entertain the thing. To say that you actually know from the Tzara, which is only two Tzaras. So therefore, you still needed to tell me this. We also say, or some of the Girsa Oimari, the Ravashi Nami. Even according to Ravashi, the truth is Tzara Tzara Nafkim Litzra. It's not true. The Tzara Tzara you know from Litzra, not really from a Svara. And since you know it from Litzra, then you would not have known Tzara Tzara Tzarasa. If we didn't say Atzeva Olam, like we said before. And Taisa proves this, because the Gemara Ketani Behedi B'Shmaitin, the Gemara in the Sugya, later on the Gemara in Beis, the Gemara explicitly says, Tzagel Tzagel Zem and Naim, where do you know the Tzara of the Tzara from? Tamalayim, it says Litzror, which is V'loy Lotzer, it's not in the singular, it's in the plural, which tells us Tzara Tzara. Now, but come on, the Gemara later on the Gemara in Beis, the Kaboyim and Anamili, the Gemara asks, oh, where do we know this from? Now, it sounds like that the Gemara is asking on the Mishnah that says they're Paitis Terasim, it's Tzur Terasim. What was the Gemara's question? Where do we know this from? What do you mean? We already said this in the Brisa, we know from Litzrar that the Tzara Tzara exempt from Yibum. Now, Sunarva says Taisis Loya Tzara Tzara Tzara. The Gemara was not asking the Tzara of the Tzara to be had your daughter Shlubi Brisa from Litzrar. That's like we said explicitly in the Brisa from Litzrar. Ella, Allah, Filahin made the Masnini Kai. It's going the words in the Mishnah that even if there are 100, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, the Kula Mishnah Meim Litzra, all of them is in the plural of Litzra. Rav Ashi Sava, no, the Litzra Mashal Atrei, you would only know two. The Filahin Meya, but this of even 100 Mitzvah, and that we know from logic. Because the Tzarasim, I Tama Sura Kolkach, why is it that a Tzara is so forbidden? Shai Sura's Gam Tzarasim, that makes even if it's Tzara is forbidden, which we know from Litzra. Because the Mimokim Erva Kaim, that means to say, must take the place of the Erva, which makes it Tzara forbidden. Ah, so tzaras tzaras and namitas tzarachas, and that would make sense that the tzaras tzara would also make its tzara forbidden, which is the tzaras tzara tzara, because of makom erva kaima. It's like a cycle. It's like each one becomes an erva, so of course it's going to make its tzara forbidden, and therefore, although he knows from logic, ultimately it's coming from Lister, and therefore, according to everyone, you have to say atzeif oil. Next says Masada, begin with the words of the Mishnah, bitoy, that the first or the 15th mention of the erva is his daughter. Now, Pirish B'Kohen Rashi explains bitim on the sasa, means his daughter from the woman he violated. Because even the Sosa, if it's from the woman that he's married to, well, Hainu Basishe, that is his wife's daughter, because the legarmim they should be. It's not any less that it's not his only his wife's daughter, that it's because it's also his daughter, that doesn't make any less, and you're already saying Basishe as separate. So obviously, Bita must mean Bita and the Sosa. Now, says Tais Lafiz, according to this, he translates that this was only mentioned from the mother in law and onward, meaning, this Rebbe Chiya says, Bekulon, regarding all the arayas we mentioned in our Mishnah. And the Koyreben, I could say regarding them, Hasuch lezeh mutar lezeh, that when there's two sisters married to two brothers, you could say that the one that's forbidden to this one is permitted to this one, the one that's forbidden to this one is permitted to this one. Now, Bashita, Bobi Dereisha, but the first six cases of Bitoi, Basbita, Basbanoi, and Basishtoi, Basbita, Basbana, that you can't say this aloch of Hasuch lezeh mutar lezeh, because you cannot find that it ever be permitted to say that what's forbidden to the one is permitted to the other one. From either way, from the two brothers, that loy no why? Why can't you say with the first six mishum the bita? Because the case of bita, given them in the loy, you can only have it by a case of oynis ubenisun lemishkach. So you cannot have a case of marriage, as the Gemara there explains, because you cannot have two sisters from one mother, and that mother is married to two brothers, because you cannot have two brothers marrying the same woman, because you cannot marry ishasachiv even after gerushin. So you cannot have the halacha of asur lezematelzezeb bebita only if they both violated, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's. Our mission must be talking about, meaning when we say in this halacham, it's been the sun kamairi, it was talking about by marriage, but ainsin like kamairi, and we're not talking about cases of ainsin, and therefore we cannot count the first six cases because that's only by ains. It says places, obviously then, if that's the way you have to interpret it, as we're saying, because bita is menasasi, so like kamosha peish bukuntra, so it's not like Rashi explained the bita masnin koi, that Rabbi Huda was going on the Mishnah. Meaning, how the common this that the Gemara says been the Sunni Kamai Bala Ainz, and that we're only talking about it, that it's through marriage and not through Ainz, that that's actually qualifying the Allah Mishnah. No, how can you say that? Then can that's the case, Hanabas Ishtai. If you're saying that Bitoy is with Nisuin, and then okay, so it doesn't apply for Mutar Zazah Sur Lazah, so then Imkin Hanabas Ishtai. So that's the same case as Basista, as we already pointed this out. More of us says, come on, we find later on the Gemara says W. My Imoy, what's the case of Imoy, which is from the Sheish Chamurais that cannot be married to the brother, to even fourth even. Elim in the Suicide says, if you think it's the woman that was married to the father, Hainei Shazab, that's one of the other ones, that's the wife of the father. So obviously, Imoy, that's mentioned in Mishnah, is on Nusazav without Chubi Bekedushin. But one thing we see that the Mishnah is talking about even case of Ainsin, not like Rashi, who says, oh, the Halachas of Mishnah only mentioned of Nisuin. Boy, moreover, the behead yom and explicitly more says bitoy. Oh, the case of bitoy. Since we learned that from a Jewish chavibalei, it's dear, and therefore it's mentioned as number one. But since they find the bitoy on the sasi, that's only the case of bitoy on the sasi, because basishta we know from the Torah. So obviously, our mission is to on the sasi. Boy, moreover, labai do am according to labai that he says drebchia kol masnitin koi. That he says that not like Rabbi that we mentioned bitoy. Labai holds that drebchia is going on all the cases in Mishnah. Obviously, he must be talking about einsin. Because that's the only way you could have a Surah Lazim Mutayas Lazah, even the Kizabita. Ella Yish Lafash, rather, says, you have to explain, B'Nisun Kamairi, when the Gemara was saying over there that he's only talking about B'Nisun, it wasn't qualifying the Halacha of the Mishnah, it was Rebchiyah that he was qualifying. This is how he understands the teaching of Rebchiyah, that B'Kulan, and Moitza Behem Behetu, B'Begilus, by all of the cases I could find that it's permitted and that it's normal. Hasul Lazim Mutayas Lazah. Ah, but when it's a case of Nisuin, not by Einzin, which Abai disagrees and he doesn't agree to that. Amas Nina Ishab Einzin, but the Mishnah most definitely is talking about Einzin, like we said, from the case of Vita, must be talking about Bidim and Sasa. Now, when it reappears to the reader, like the Meimar, you cannot say the Masnit Nikhtoni Bita that a Mishnah that mentioned against the Bita, Ibo Einzin, Bilib Nisun. Not like we just established. You can't say it's only talking about Einzin, not Nisun. The Bikin of Desikis might come against what's the Gemara saying, given the Bita bin Nisun, Lamishkaras law, that, oh, by Bita, it cannot be told about by Nisun. What do you mean? A film Mishkaras law bin Nisun, even if you would have told about by Nisun, Lematsikoya Kolibabi the Masnitin, you cannot say it's going all the case of the Mishnah. The Ibo Einzin, which is talking about specifically about Einzin, what would make a difference if what you're talking about, but that's not the case. El Amari, obviously, the case of Bitoi is by both, when there's from Nisuin or from Einzin. So that's what we're saying there, but we were not talking about by Nisuin. And because that's because we said that what's the halacha, if it would be possible by Nisuin, then he would also talk about by Nisuin, but it's only possible. From Einzin, and he was not talking about that. But again, the halacha of a Mishnah obviously was talking about both Einzin and by Nisun. Next says Maskel, that begins with the Mishnah. Eishes Tachamim, another one of the 15 women, is his maternal brother's wife. Says this Mashma Hacha. It sounds like over here, the Eishes Tachamim Yesh Bakaras. Sounds like that his paternal brother's wife, that to be intimate with her, would be punished by Bakaras, because if it's just a negative prohibition, the Tan the Mishnah holds the Chalitz is actually, it's not Pekhtis Menach Chalitz in the Yom, you actually would do Chalitz, you can have the Pekh Bezak, learn in the second Pekh, later on the Chof Manav. It's a Misa, it's a Kedusha, it's Chalitz of a Misa Bemis. And that refers to Isser Lav. Now, we head to Tan the Gemara, and explicitly the Gemara tells us that Ma Chayis Yishtem Yuchadis, just like the his wife's sister, is distinct she Ervas, Erva Chayim Nal Zayin HaKavayis, Vachulu, And that's the same thing of all the 15 women that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Obviously, Ishachmim, which one of those, with the rise of the Mishnah, is Yubichayev Kars. Okay, that's what it sounds like. The problem is, it says, Vigshar Ben Shmuel. Ben Shmuel asks, he says, the Batur is going to Mashma, Shema Kars. From the Bryce and Tazkim, it sounds like that there's no Kars by Ishachmim. The Tan Hassam, the Bryce says like this. It says in the Pasuk, Ishachmim, Ishachmim, if a man's going to take his brother's wife, which is obviously forbidden, says the Bryce, the Ishachmim, Ishachmim, the Pasuk is talking about his paternal brother's wife. Oh, Atoim is, you really say Be'ish Lachim Av is the paternal brother's wife? Or Yenel Be'ish Lachim Imam, maybe it's the maternal brother's wife. Says the Bryce of Adin Naisin. Logic would tell us they were talking about both paternal and maternal. Why? We have that his father's sister's forbidden, his mother's sister's forbidden, and V'aser Eish Asachav, and also his brother's wife is forbidden. Now, Ma'achais Av V'achaisim, just like we find by his father's sister and his mother's sister, Be'imen Abin Ma'im, that it applies to both maternal and paternal, etc. Oh, so you would think, both Tamalim and Nida. No, okay. We could clarify. The post says, she's a Nida. What do you mean, she's a Nida? We're talking about Isha Zachar to teach you a comparison. Ma Nida, Yishla Hat to be Yishla Issa. Just like by Nida, there's times that she's permitted, times that she's forbidden. After Isha Zachar, Yishla Hat to be Yishla Issa. So to a brother's wife, sometimes it's permitted, sometimes it's forbidden. Bezu Isha Zachar Mihavim. That's by his paternal brother's wife, Yishla Issa, it's forbidden. But by Yishla Hat to, sometimes it's permitted. Meaning, if there's children, then she's forbidden. Ain't laban, if there's no children, she's permitted. Says Tayyis Mashmah, sounds like. The Aslam Ute is Lachamim, that we're coming to exclude the maternal brother's wife, because there's no hetzer for the Isser, because even is only by Achav Men Av, not Achav Men Aim. So there is not similar to Nida. And therefore, it sounds like the Aim of Kars, that there wouldn't be Kars, because it's not included in the Pasuk. And B'dachik Lehm, it's also pushing it to say, Ulafarish, and to explain the Drosha and Tereskarnim, that this Drosha and Tereskarnim, Aslam Ute, is not coming to exclude Eshach Mimoy, the maternal brother's wife. El Aslam Mimoy, no, it's coming to tell us they could cut us that this car is Av Be'eshach Me'aviv, even by his paternal brother's wife, Be'im Labanim, even though there's no sons, but Be'chaye Baila, as long as the husband is still alive, meaning, Avagab Dish Lehet Lachmim, although there's going to be permissible after Misa. Because the man nida, just like we found by nida, just like even though this hetzer later on, but still during the time of nida, that Isser is going to be Bukaris. Af Eshes Ach Kain, also the brother's wife is the same thing. And because of Achadosh, we find similar Josh, Beresh Abal Yevimta, later on the Nadalid Ahmed Beis, that the Isser Eshes Ach is like nida, that there is a hetzer, but at the time of the Isser, it's going to be Karis. So maybe that's what the Teres Kahn means to say. It says there's no Deina Loshen Mashmakalke. No, the wording does not sound like this at all. Because it sounds like that they wanted to say in the comparison, oh, you would think it would be Mi'imoy? And the logic would tell us. And we say, oh, no, neither he, which sounds like they were coming to exclude Eshach Mi'imoy. But moreover, the Yishalmi, the Periklah Gadol, Yishalmi and Periklah Gadol The Shami says that Chayse Yatzisa. Why is it? It mentions all our rais. Why does it single out certain ones to talk about distinctly about them? So the Chayse Yatzisa. Why do we mention specifically the sister? Lachalik to differentiate and individuate and say that each erev is going to be a separate liability. Abu the Dasi. So why is it mentioned separately his aunt? Oh, lead them Baridi to say that the punishment is going to be that one of Baridi. The other part of the Gemara asks, Meisha Zachlam Yatzisa. Why is it mentioned single out that of a brother's wife? Mshani, the Gemara says, "Oh, lead my Aridi to say that is Aridi." So wait a second. So from here, no Aridi. So while the Kamar Rabbi Yisrael subsequently says, "Oh, because the Dasa, the ant is Letzarchitza." So that's for a different need. Lamait Eishes Lachem Imar to exclude his maternal brother's wife, because the Mavle Dasa, just like we find by the ant, is Beishes Achi of Mavves only by his father's paternal brother's wife. Because the Olaf Hashem, as the Gemara learns out, because we find the pasuk Evas Doidoi. And we learn that midoidoi ben doidoi, where that's by Yerusha, the Aribachi of Mav, that's only Yerusha, is only by his paternal father's brother. So Afesh Sachar, so too, the his brother's wife is Ba'achiv Ma'aviv, is only his paternal brother. And the Basa Hachi Darshlam in Nidahi, and subsequently the Gemara says, oh, you can know it from Nidahi. Gemara returns Kainim. Mash Behedja, sounds like that's saying the same idea. Dilmait Eshach Me'imah, so that the purpose of it is coming to exclude the maternal brother's wife. So back to the question. It sounds like from the Teres Kalyanim that Eishalach Mima does not have karas, but from our Mishnah from the Brisa later on, it sounds like Eishalach Mima does have karas. So, B'titzer Abba Moshe. Moshe answers, he says, D'lo Yoslam Ute, yes, we are excluding, but that's Ilma Ardidi, the Chsiv Bahukra, that's what's in that pasuk over there. Of a karas Yeshba, but karas is a lower thing, and that actually does have. I mean, that's exactly like we're saying in the halacha of our sugya, that it's something like there is karas. Teres Kalyanim is just saying it's excluded from Ardidi. And this that we're trying to learn now from the father sister and the mother sister, the beim and av, beim and aim, that it's both paternal and maternal. What do you mean? There it doesn't say aridis. How could you say that we're trying to learn now from it? If you tell me that it has cars, we're just trying to learn out regarding ariri, learning out from over there. So it says that's not difficult because I hakesh de rabbiyena, because it's on regarding the hakesh of rabbiyena, the resha bal yivimte, the beginning of bal yivimte, samach that it relies on, which. All the rais are compared to each other. The mekesha the ishzach mina'av, because from the this is compared to the paternal brother's wife. Nakash kol rais l'gumah, we compare all the rais stringently, and that is going to have a ridi where it says about the arim you. And therefore, also regarding the father's sister and the mother's sister, it would also be a punishment of a ridi, and that is below nakash the ishzach meimay l'kulin, that we should not compare it to the maternal brother's wife leanly. To say that it's only punishment of karas, because that's like we said, that you exclude from nidahi, that it's not going to have a ridi. So therefore, it's not a contradiction. But says Tosfos, but le'itochen perishah l'Rashi. But this interpretation that we're giving an answer does not work for Rashi. Shema, he says the whole karas. What is karas? It's always who bezar nechutz, him and his children get cut off. Well, but that's the same thing as a ridi. So you cannot make this division of saying, "Ooh, we're spalting with this, with the vidji, we're dividing," and we're saying that, "Oh, yeah." In our mission, we see Eishach Me'imai is Kardas, but Teres Kalyanim is excluding from a ridi. That's the same thing according to Rashi. And I then, if that's the same thing, so he says the Hainu Dikab in Kardas Lamisa B'Dei Shemayim. He says, and that's actually because then the question becomes, what's the Kardas Lamisa B'Dei Shemayim? So Rashi says that's exactly the difference because Kardas is him and his children die young. Misa B'Dei Shemayim is only him and not his children, and so. Obviously, you can't say the answer we said before because according to Rashi, Karas is the same thing. Now, Eilu Riba, you could only say this approach we said before only according to Riba. Shema that he says the in nechatu bezari that no, him and the children not get cut off. Eilu barais or my rais talks about didi. Now, but then the question of chilik yesh by misla karas. And according to that, misa sounds like the same thing as karas misa b'deishamayim. So on that says Taisus, no, that's kedam b'yisham in the second pack of Mekurim. The karas is ben nun. Karas a person dies by 50. Mapikle in that you learn some of the fact that the posi mamid baal tachri says but because they don't cut off the from shevik kas from the levim baboy dosam and nun and they work up until 50. So therefore we see that the cutting off is at age 50. Ubisi he besamach and mitzvah shemaim is at 60 that we find kibesi midbar like those who died in the midbar. The chilek says yitamu b'shami musa. That's when they died over there, which was up until age 60 because they were 40 years and started from age 20. But says Tosef Acholik al Hashas Shalana. But that's from the Yishamis disagreeing on our Gemara. Because my cut Namrin and my cut of Chavchaz Menal, the Gemara tells us Menun Vat Samach from 50 to 60 Zuhi Mises Karas. That's the death of Karas. And according to Yishami, it's only up until 50 that's Karas. And Benuchalim Lefi Hashas Shalana. You could say according to our Gemara that up until 60 is Karas, because you can't say our Gemara is like the Yishami that up until 60 is Misa Dishamayim, so you have to say that the Misa Dishamayim Achas Samach. Misa Dishamayim is after 60, but Koyim is Man, and before 60 is that of Karv. Now, it says Taisa Bim Tema, but Taisa has to take a psychologically significant to say, Rafid Rivad, that he does differentiate between Karv, not Riri, and that's who our answer of Achis Ishas Achamimah is going like. But how do you understand the Beresh HaBal Yevimte? Later on Daf Menhem and Alf. My part, what's the Gemara asking? Why do you need to say I read it by his aunt? What do you mean? We know this from all the Arayas that have Karas. But what do you mean? Keeping them across the Lich, I mean, I read it from Karas, you wouldn't know Ariri. Because Ariri is more severe, like we pointed out from the Rivah. And if it's because you know already from Eshazach, Shamin Ariri B'chol Arayas, you know Ariri B'chol Arayas, you can't have a little lecture Ariri to Eshazach. Lomali, that should have asked it on there. Because why asking from the Dasai? You should ask the later one. So remember, the Ri says Meshum de Behish Maitel El, because in that sugi there on Daf Nandal Mambay is a little bit earlier. Yolav Kol Arayis Minid La Ra. All the Arayis are learned from Nida. That to say that the violation is even just from penetration from Ara. Oh, Lachi Parach. Therefore, the Gemara asks, I really disobeyed the Dasai Lamali. Why are we asking specifically that of the Dasai? Meaning, because Leila Fonami Menidu, you should learn that also out from Nida, because to say that has a punishment of Ariri, because the Siv Gavi Eishes Achiv, because it says by his brother's wife, Nida he. And just like Eishes Achiv is a Nida, so too you say Nida like Eishes Achiv, which has a punishment of Ariri, and therefore we know from all Arayas, and that was the Gemara's question. So the Dasi, why do you need a Pasik to say Ariri? Because we say by Eishes Achiv Nida he. So we're not asking on Eishes Ach, to the contrary, since we say over there that by that pasuk nidahi, so nid is like Eishes Ach, which again has the punishment of Ruvin. That's what we're asking on the Dasi. Why does it have to say Ruvin? Kinnik says Master begins with the words of the Mishnah Machis Ishtoi, and his wife's sister is also one of the 15 Arayis that Paitin sort of say. Now in Lach, you don't ask the nidah to asal yavam. A nidah should always be forbidden to a yavam. Because even though she purifies herself afterwards and she went to the mikvah, but just like his wife's sister, she cannot do yibma fila meis ishta achrikin. Even if his wife subsequently dies and she's still a shemeres yivama, there's no yibum, because when his brother died, he was married to his wife, so there's no more yibum anymore. So why is it even a nida where you also couldn't do? She was also erva at that time. Even if subsequently it comes undone, just like a chayis isha could be undone, still you don't have yibum anymore. So it says no, delay them, it's not comparable. This isha is on the yavam, tfei mishar b'nei, more than other people. It's an erva to him. Nida is asa to any man. And if it's an asa, mashman, the psachim, say, pegalik, the more of it, even when she's a nida, it's something from the ground psachim, the fine base of base, the best yibum, it sounds like actually she is eligible for yibum. It's just like what's Ari or Viale, it's just there's a prohibition. Because the Kamer Yerchem says, Ishtu Nida Bol Chayv. If someone by mistake, if he had relations with his wife as a Nida, he's going to be liable. Yevimtu Nida, if he had relations with his Yavama as a Nida, by mistake, Bol, if he had Bia, Pot, he's going to be Pot. What's the difference by Yavama? Because the Kavan Mitzvah, because, oh, he was trying to do a Mitzvah, and therefore we're not going to hold him liable. Mashin Dukhanle sounds like you did a Mitzvah, and that he acquired her, albeit with the Isra of Nida. So again, that wouldn't make sense to ask and say, it was an isser of yibum when she was in it, when it's needed. It's not true. You actually do have the mitzvah yibum even then. But you know, the Chalak additionally says it would seem to differentiate that chayis isha, that the wife's sister, even if subsequently his wife passed away, you can't make it now. There's a bond now for the sister-in-law to have yibum. Why? Since at that moment of his brother's death, his wife's sister was exempt. So, the path of Torah are sweet paths. And even if she's not rejected from this whole family, because the Kagun Shesh, like for example, his other brothers, she's forbidden to the one that it was his wife's sister, even though the wife died now, because later on the call Yavama. Any Yavama that I cannot recite on her at the time of death. Yavama Yabaleha? She's like a brother's wife that has children. Because the answer is not a sweet way. She should have to go back to the one she was already exempt from. Avonida, in contrast, that's sweet ways. Any wife has to wait. Even the husband has to wait until she becomes purified. That wouldn't be considered that she was exempt. Now she would be coming back liable, and therefore that's another difference. Now, we got a cotton, like a man, peg beisham, we find regarding a minor. Later on, the Kof Yudalf and the days, the common rabbi says, anyway, you cannot say that a minor was, let's say, not eligible for Yibum at the time of death, because if that would be the case, Mika Media, is there such a thing, Hashta Surule, that right now she's forbidden, quote unquote, or Basal Khashali, later on, it's going to be permitted? Ay, Bamarab, Hulu Rabbi says, etc. Says, Hasam Nami, that's also the same Svara. Inzadachinam is not a sweet way, and Tzrich Lahamta Ashayagdal, that if she would have to wait till she becomes an adult, if as a minor there was an Isra, there was a total exemption. So that's again that same proof that that's what the Gemara was saying. Obviously, that there was no Isser, you just couldn't do it. Now, which that's actually bothers Tesis. So if there's no Isser, but if she has to wait, but that's also not Dechinam. Says Tesis, no, I'm a mushroom tennis, not much of cotton. This that she has to wait because he's a mind of any role of being, he's just not fit for cohabitation. Have a Shabbat Dechinam, that's not a problem. Dechinam, they know, so that's not because there's a prohibition and then subsequently that becomes undone, and it's just because he's a minor. But Babakilo Holoch Yabim didn't sound, it's like as if the Yabim went overseas, if for sure she's not forbidden to him, even though she has to wait. And therefore, that's the difference that we would have between these cases of when there's an actual Isser, that wouldn't be appropriate to bring back, in contrast to that of, let's say, Nida, which is, even though it's an Isser, it's not Be'etzim, and also like that of a Kalim.